Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Governor Baker announces details for the state's reopening plan, and I'll let you know what's open, what's closed, and when. Melissa has the juice coming up.
In the span of 24 hours, Tekashi got himself banned from Billboard, was threatened by Snoop, and cursed out by Ariana.
Leroy has your sports.
And the NFL is preparing to make a major, major decision today.
But first, a quick report on the numbers. The Department of Public Health reported another 1,042 new COVID-19 cases and 65 more deaths. Now, as far as Governor Baker's announcement yesterday, he did downgrade the state stay-at-home advisory to a safer-at-home advisory, which encourages residents to stay home as much as possible and to encourage businesses to continue allowing employees to work from home if that's possible. And he also said that during phase one, that 10 people or less gathering restriction, that remains in place. Now, essential businesses can continue to operate, and as of yesterday, manufacturing businesses, construction projects, and places of worship will be allowed to begin operation. Okay, let's go to next Monday. People will be happy to hear they can get their hair done. Hair salons, yes, and barbershops will be allowed to open, but there will be restrictions. Also, pet groomers, car washes, retail stores can't open, but for our curbside pickup. And then as far as going back to work with office space, we'll be able to reopen everywhere except in Boston, which will open on June 1st. Nice. Now, also on Monday, beaches, parks, drive-ins, some athletic fields and courts will be allowed to open, as well as things like fishing, hunting, and boating. And, of course, there'll be restrictions, but, you know, ain't nobody going to follow that.
So we're going for the herd immunity now.
Oh,
just spread it around.
My God. And when can you get something to eat? Well, that happens in the second phase of the reopening plan, scheduled to start no earlier than June 8th, which includes restaurants, retail, lodging, other services like nail salons and day spas as well. There will be restrictions and capacity limits for those businesses. And then stage 3 is expected to begin no sooner than June 29th. Hmm. And that's when bars, casinos, fitness clubs,
yes,
and museums will open. Youth sports will also be permitted, but crowd sizes will be limited. So gotcha. If you want more, even more details than that, just go to hot969boston.com. All the details are there. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Tristan Thompson has pulled the trigger and filed a libel suit against a woman claiming he fathered her baby. Kimberly Alexander insists Tristan is the father of her almost five-year-old after a paternity test even came back negative. She's been running Tristan's name through the mud, calling him a deadbeat dad, among other things, and saying he manipulated the test. In the suit, Tristan says Kim is a wannabe social media influencer and pornographic model who is so desperate to achieve her 15 minutes of fame. He even offered to take another DNA test to settle it. He's asking her to simply stop talking about him on social media and leave him alone, but she is still insisting he's the father, so this won't be going away anytime soon. Tekashi 6ix9ine, man, this dude's only been out of jail a little over a month, and he ain't making any friends. Now, bear with me here, because there's a lot going on. First off, Tekashi went on a Snoop Dogg trolling campaign yesterday, releasing a video which he says proves Snoop had an affair with Instagram chick Selena Powell. The video shows Snoop half-dressed in a bedroom with Selena, and Tekashi tagged Snoop and Snoop's wife in this video. Oh. Although, he later deleted it after Snoop came for his neck.
You really better leave me alone. I ain't the one. You funky dog-head, rainbow-head, dog-head bitch. Yeah, you. With the dog, nothing nice. Bitch.
Ooh. Put then, some music behind that.
Tekashi lashed out at Billboard after learning his song Gooba was not going to reach number one on the Billboard charts, accusing Billboard of allowing chart positions to be bought.
They bought 30,000 and so units with 6 credit cards. I want the world to know you can buy number ones. If you're part of a label, just say, listen, I want part of my budget. Just buy me a number one record.
So what he was saying was he was accusing every artist gets sort of a preliminary readout of what's going to be number one next week.
Yeah.
And Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's song Stuck With You was going to be number five. But then all of a sudden at the last minute, they shot up to number one. Mm-hmm. And he's saying it's because somebody at one of their labels bought 30,000 units with six credit cards to kind of put them over the top. Now, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, as you can expect, are not appreciating these accusations, with Ariana coming out saying, thank you to everybody who supported this song, but I'd like to say a few things. To anyone that's displeased with their placement on the chart or who is spending their time racking their brain thinking of as many ways as they can to discredit hardworking women, I ask you to take a moment and humble yourself. It's a blessed position to be in. I've had a lot of almost number ones, and I never said a, excuse my language, goddamn thing, because I feel grateful to even be here. I want to be heard, and you should feel that way too. And Billboard, by the way, is lashing out at Tekashi as well by removing all of his previous songs from any Billboard chart history.
Wow.
So
it's, that's kind of messed up.
It is kind of messed up.
Because he's a hardworking woman.
Shut up. And Justin Bieber was talking crap back at him, too, because they're both pissed off. They're like, listen, just take it. Your song's not number one. Just deal with it. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
And some sad news. Former WWE superstar Shad Gaspard is missing. Authorities in L.A. County said he was last seen on Venice Beach. What happened was Venice Beach in the water with a group of friends, including his son. A rip current came and swept them out. Lifeguards jumped in. This is the part that really hit me. Apparently, he told the lifeguards to save his son.
Hell yeah.
So everyone was saved, and then another rip current came and swept them away, and no one has seen them since. And they are still
searching
for him. Yes, it is. Very sad. If you need more of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, just know that God is good, because Magic Johnson and ESPN's Stephen A. Smith will host a show tonight called After the Last Dance. Beautiful. They will talk about the documentary and supposedly have some special guests. And it was also announced that there will be a documentary on Game 6 of the 98 NBA Finals between Jordan's Bulls and the Utah Jazz. And the NFL is hearing it after it was announced that the league will vote on a proposal that says if a team hires a minority head coach and general manager, it can potentially move up 16 spots in the third round of the NFL draft. I personally don't know how I feel about this. On one hand, you know, they're admitting there is a problem with, you know, hiring coaches and GMs of color, but nobody wants to be a token. I know I don't. I don't want to be a token anything. But on the other hand, I totally understand how opportunity, it doesn't always come knocking in a lot of situations simply because of the color of your skin. So do you take the opportunity no matter what and try to make change from within? It's just, you know, or do you not do it? It's a lot, but they're supposed to vote on it today.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either, because now if you're of color and you get hired,
right,
people are going to look at that team funny, even if they were like, no, he legit was just the best candidate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. No surprise. You guys already know there are no games tonight. But if you're desperate to attend a sporting event, word is that bull riding will be the first sport to allow fans in the stands.
Oh,
all you got to do, all you got to do is go to
the bull.
Shut up. All you got to do is go to South Dakota on July 10th through the 12th, and you could be in attendance, and that's your sport.
I'm going to ride a bull tonight.
Oh, here we go.
Then Leroy Irvin.
Your good news today, Anika Sukthinkar is 15 years old. She's from Shrewsbury, and she decided she wanted to find a way to help others during the pandemic. So she saw that there was one group of healthcare workers that seemed to be left out, the healthcare workers in the COVID-19 tents. So back in March, she started delivering meals to some testing tents. She raises all the money for the meals herself through phone calls and texts, and delivers the food every Wednesday and Friday in Southborough and Auburn. And Anika says her parents taught her since she was little to always do your part to help, whether it's big or small. And that's your good news.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.